The National Secretary of the Zongo Muslim Caucus, Alhaji Alhassan Bene, has challenged Muslim youth not to allow themselves to be used as vessels to cause confusion after the Supreme Court ruling on the election petition. His challenge follows the National Youth Summit, which saw the youth wings of the political parties pledging not to promote violence but accept the Supreme Court verdict no matter what. Alhaji Bene told Radio Ghana that the Zongo Muslim Council has rolled out a plan to visit every mosque to educate the youth not to accept any offer or inducement from anybody to take up arms.
I will advise our Muslim brothers and sisters in the Zongos to behave well and not to do anything that will jeopardize the peace in the country. We've gone a very long way, and as you know, in the political parties, we have the Muslim caucus in the NDC called the Zongo caucus and the Nasara club in the MPP. That's also standing for the Muslims and the Zongos. I think these two bodies should behave very well at the verdict. They should not be forced by anybody or encouraged by anybody to misbehave. Any time there's a problem, it's the Muslim boys and the girls who come onto the street and they should stop. So you know that we have now grown out of age and we are doing things properly.
Apart from appealing to their conscience, do you have any plan to go to the communities to conscientize them?
Yes. We think we in the NDC, the Zongo caucus of the NDC, will start by going to the mosques. We decided that we'll visit the mosques after prayers. We'll tell the imams to start talking to our boys to realize that the verdict will be coming very soon, and any side it goes, we should accept it.
Your view about this summit?
The summit, I think, is very, very good, and it has come at the right time. Now, what I was thinking was that, see, if you know the problem is caused by a group of people, I think the Zongos should have been invited, well represented in this summit.
National Secretary of the Zongo Muslim Caucus, Alhaji Alhassan Bene.